Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Metal Injection Livecast. I'm your automated bug, Chuck Landington. I have nothing else to say, so I will take this time to remind everyone that Rob is fat, Sid is bald, Darren is a diva, and no one takes it in the ass. Enjoy the show.
Well, he just pretty much summed up what the entire show is about.
Yeah, I have nothing now. That's it.
We can stop now, right?
It's just a primer for new listeners.
Welcome to the first Metal Injection Livecast of March.
Lighters are lighting up as people get themselves in the right mood for the show. We have a few guests in the studio today. Of course, we're joined by Sid, Noah, and Darren, as usual. I mean, they're always here, so no big deal. But then we also have... to my left, Rich Hall.
Hey.
Of 1000 Knives Promotions.
What's going on?
What the hell is 1000 Knives Promotions?
It's a promotion company. Started in 99. I just wanted to do shows, and I started doing TVs, and it just snowballed.
So. And you have a few, you're a New York promoter. You have a few shows coming up.
Yes, I do.
And you said you're going to be giving away tickets to these shows.
Yes, one pair for the Howl show on 325, one pair for the Narrow show on 424, and the Convert show on 56 at Santos. And the two other show, the two previous shows were at K-Shop. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. You can win Converge, Howl, or... Narrows tickets. Or why don't we just make it one giant prize?
And fine. One okay.
Well, I mean, we'll see. Really? We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
Or, nice prizes. If we can't give them away to anyone, can we just get them and then we'll just sell them outside to make some extra money?
You're going
to
be there anyway, so.
Yeah.
We're personally inviting you.
Wow.
So, look, if you were smart, why wouldn't you just run downstairs and call into the show instead of begging for a prize? Just call in and...
I don't feel like running.
Fine. You know, she's still doing it.
Just go downstairs.
But if she went downstairs, who would take the call? She's the one that clicks that.
She'd do it like, you know, Clark Kent. Run downstairs, call, run back, and fucking answer the call.
That would take a long time.
All right. Also, we have with us our second guest... is one Axel Rosenberg.
Hi.
from a little site called MetalSlux.net, or is it MegaSlux.com?
I was going to say, are we allowed to say the name of my website?
I think we're allowed this time. So, Axel, what is MetalSlux.net?
It's a website where we report goings-ons in the metal world with a humorous slant, I've been told.
Is that what you would call it?
As opposed to the attempted humorous slant of Metal Injection. It's like Metal Injection 2.0.
Sid is on point tonight.
You know what? We're going to have to turn Sid's mic off. I don't like the direction that his commentary is going on this episode.
We're 5 minutes in, you've already kicked out two members of your team.
But he came up.
You're like the Dave Mustaine of Metal Injection.
Sid kicked my dog last week.
Breaking news, I've reconciled with Noah. I found God, and I apologize to her for the way I behaved. So,
and you're still a gentleman.
Noah's back on the live cast. Sid, though, fuck him.
Damn it.
So, yeah, and we have a phone number. I mean, you can join us on the show. You can win tickets, or we have some CDs.
Call us.
The number to call is 646-929-1357. And that's the number to dial.
Someone makes a really good point in the chat room.
They're
in the chat room.
He says, or she says, you guys are too high, LOL.
First of all, that is a guest who is not creative enough to even make a username.
Loser.
So that's negative points for them. And the second thing is, how do they know we're high? I mean, only one of us.
I only just started getting high, so there's no way I'm too high already.
Yeah. There you go. And two people here are allegedly sober.
Yep. Allegedly. What the fuck?
Darren's high on life.
That's what I'm saying. Allegedly sober.
Touche.
Keep It Wolfson in the chat room accurately says you can never be too high. Or you can't ever be too high, he says. But I say it the proper way.
What is that?
Sell that to Brittany Murphy. Like,
fucking guess. Get imagination. What the fuck does that even mean?
Some people can't spell. This is our fan base.
He's probably high and he can spell.
Yeah. Or maybe he just has really fat fingers.
Well, his name is Gojirasaurus, so he's legit.
There we go.
It's all right. Anyway, yeah. So once again, our number is 646-929-1357. So what's going on in metal this week? There's stuff happened, right? I mean,
the worst thing happened today.
What happened?
Century Media signed that Vampires Everywhere band. Oh, my God. What an embarrassment.
Vampires Everywhere, you say?
Embarrassment.
I'm going to MySpace them right now.
Please don't.
Do they sound like Vampire Weekend?
No, I'd rather listen to them.
No.
Yes.
They must be really horrible.
They're auto-tuned, really bad. Screamo.
Oh, so it's like Attack, that kind of?
Yeah, in corpse paint. Or
it's not corpse paint. It's like makeup.
Yeah, it's
call
fake
it what it is.
Halloween makeup.
Like if Poison was a crabcore band.
Oh, so it's like that. That was like that Victory band, like Aiden or what was that Victory band?
Yeah, but,
yes,
but
oh, I see it. Oh my God,
way gayer.
Aiden actually smart enough.
These guys, these guys look like if Shaun White and AFI had ass babies. Right, the lead singer maybe. No, all right.
That dude sucks. Fuck that dude. All
right, so let's
listen. Oh, and there's an exclamation point in the name.
Ooh.
Which is the best. The lead singer's name is Michael Vampire.
You have to pronounce it like a click.
Zach Knight on guitars. Aaron Graves.
Jay Killa. On keyboard.
Alexander Rogue.
Sounds like
David Darko.
Oh, God.
Sounds like Billy Joel on speed, kind of.
Yeah. So, Axel, I'm going to keep doing air quotes.
You can't see it, but... If Rich Hall's doing air quotes when he says Axel.
Axel's
be
so
very,
hard.
Be very, okay, cohort. I was going to say, be very careful what you say next. Because I did not write that fucking article.
I know you did. His cohort was like, oh, it's profitable Century Media. Fuck that. That's bullshit.
Who is your cohort?
Air quotes.
Why are you putting air quotes around
this? Because I hate doing that. I want to call you by
he knows
real
the
name.
Real you.
We need to get a like a mic next to his hand so we can get the whooshes.
What if
the air
what
quotes.
If I'm like Batman and Axel is the real me? Have
know,
you ever considered that?
That's the fucking problem. You think that?
This is pretty awful. I don't want to even. I don't even want to listen to this. But right now we have a caller.
Is he in Vampires Everywhere?
I don't know. 407.
We don't get those kind of guests.
Are you on Vampires Everywhere? Oh, what is your name and where are you from? Hey.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Matt.
Matt, oh. And where are you from, Matt?
Orlando, Florida.
Oh, are you the God dude from the 2 weeks ago? Like, oh, you need to be saved and all this?
Oh, I'm new.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you.
Rich Hall, do you even listen to our show?
Yes, unfortunately.
So, hello, Matt from Orlando. What's up, man?
I'm doing great. As you can tell by the tone of my voice.
I think that's really him. He's just, like, trying to deceive us.
What's that?
He's nothing.
You're doing great. Yeah. So that that's your whole call. So let me.
Yeah, kind
of. All right. Let me ask you. Let me ask you this. Would you like free tickets to a show in New York? We should make the
airfare free.
He's in Orlando. No, he's.
That's only $50. I'll front it if he goes. If he wants to go. Psych.
Rich Hall with the psych of the night.
Burn.
Sick burn.
No, but have you listened to the live cast before, Matt?
This is the first time live.
But you're an archive
podcast.
Right. What's your favorite part of the live cast? I'm quizzing you now.
Say Noah.
I don't know. It's just really funny.
Jeez, no, you don't have an attitude.
Is it funny now?
Is this funny or is this like really awkward?
Well, I don't think I'm very funny.
Oh, dude, I don't want to hear that low self-esteem. You're fucking funny, and we're laughing right now.
My question is, if you like the show because it's funny, and you know you're not funny, why would you call in and ruin the show?
Because my goal is to bring the show down.
Oh, see, I told you it was the God guy. I told you it was the God guy.
I don't think it was the God guy. I think the guy's from L.A.
So you're sabotaging our show? That's the point here?
No. So wait. What is this? You want to ruin our show? Don't you think we can just do that ourselves? Did you hear, like, the first 3 minutes of the show?
Well, yeah.
All right.
This guy's a riot.
What are you on right now? Funny, Matt. I love you.
Matt, you know what? I like you. I want to give you a free CD. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you like music?
Yeah.
But the only CD that he can get is Nightwish. So you have a lot of
we're giving you a Nightwish CD though. That's
all we have.
That band rules.
There's 80 Nightwish CDs in the corner.
There are 80 Nightwish CDs in the corner.
But we also have Warbringer,
and Nightwish,
Cradle of Filth,
and Nightwish,
Swashbuckle, Threat Signal, Belthcore, Suicide Silence.
Give it all.
Or Dream Evil. You got to pick one.
Belphegor.
Oh, shit.
Which one did you pick?
Oh, yeah.
I would have picked that one.
Isn't that the dog from the Neverending Story?
That was Falcor.
I know.
The two people chime in with the right answer.
Are you a metal injection junkie, Matt?
yep.
What is your junkie username?
Mags172.
All right. Well, just send Rob Injection or Metal Injection a private message with your full name and address.
And your measurements, because Rob needs to know your measurements.
What? Send news.
Cut. What's your bra?
Yeah, and I'll send you the CD. All right.
All right.
Cool. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Okay, Maddie.
So awkward. Oh, wait, you can hear us. Oh well.
Not everyone has really good social skills. At least he was brave enough to call in.
Social skills, he'd be out.
He wasn't high.
Not every show has screeners either.
Yeah.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. That's our phone number, right?
Yeah.
just wanted to make sure.
646-929-1357.
Just wanted to make sure. Well, last week on the show, what happened was we said that we put a call out to ask people to submit song parodies based around the show. And then we would give them the what was the prize? The prize was a Death Fox
DVD,
right? Yeah. So we're gonna give them. So we have two entries so far, and we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna see how many we can get, and eventually pick one. We have two pretty good ones.
Well,
well,
one pretty good one and one.
Says you.
That's like an eighth of a good one.
A good concept.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. All right.
But we would have liked to finish product.
Can you turn down
I can't because FizzMic is attached to the same.
Can you disconnect
FizzMic? Oh, that's all the way.
Did the guy say that it was a work in progress?
No, he did not mention it.
Let's just listen to them. And
the
then
first one, the first one is from Epic Soupage.
Yeah.
It's called The Shiki Baby Grin, Why You Kill Baby Daniel.
Is that part in parentheses, like a
No. No, the band is The Cheeky Baby Grin, like Chelsea Grin.
Copy.
And then the song is Why You Kill Baby Daniel.
You should do the little Casey Kasem, introduce the song.
All right, right now on the Metal Injection Livecast, it's The Cheeky Baby Grin with Why You Kill Baby Daniel.
That was fucking bullshit before. Yeah, this isn't real radio. Like, oh no, I stepped on the music.
Yeah, no.
15 seconds long.
It's 15 seconds. So that was long.
That wasn't just Chelsea Grin.
Well, he recorded vocals over Chelsea Grin thing. About the Iron Sheik. And then this other one was by Anselm, a regular caller. And this is what Anselm says.
You're all bogus!
Pretty accurate.
This is how this is for the last war. Wrong timers are really early.
If Devin Townsend was any bolder, he'd look like Sid.
This guy doesn't like Devin Townsend.
I'm with it.
This is a good one.
Devin Townsend likes testicles in his mouth.
Is this a good one?
Yeah, this is a good one.
Version of things that I've done in the past. I want this to be like a new where people say, well, that's cool, you know, like. Yeah, strapping was an awesome band. Yeah, for sure. No questions. But if this is the direction...
See, that's awesome.
No, seriously, Ross. I learned that really very... I like to pet them.
See, it picks up at the end.
Yeah, that guy's
already back.
So,
dude,
yeah.
We were... Okay. I don't think we were ever...
Our mics were on this whole time.
Say, you could talk over the music.
Rich, this is a live podcast, and you have a microphone in front of your mouth. And the way it works is when you say your head into it.
That's why I didn't understand what you were saying before. You're like, oh, we can talk? He's like, I don't think he understands we're on the air.
This is just a run-through we're doing right now.
Yeah, this is all a run-through. We have another caller. A familiar area code, 818, you're on the air with a bunch of gigglers.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, whatever that music you just played, if it was on Hydra Head, people would buy into it.
If it was on Hydra Head, people would buy into it.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah. Hipsters would think it's great.
It's right. Wild guitar squeal, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's Carlos. Hey, Rich. It's Carlos from Black Army Jack. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm at work, killing my last hour of work listening to you guys, enjoying the show.
Very good.
Can we get a pinch harmonic? All right.
That's seriously cool. The worst fucking thing I've ever heard in metal, and and that's saying a lot. That's the most irritating thing ever. I can't stand it.
You don't like pinch harmonics?
I can't. No, not especially the way he does them. And I actually got roped into going to see Black Label last year. And I'm telling you, every 2 seconds he played one of those squeals, even when he was singing. It was terrible.
Well, I'm sure it was to make up for his horrible singing. That's what he had to put the pinch on.
Dude, did you see that shit on the internet where he did Les Paul songs? Like, he went to a little blues club and did a bunch of, like, old blues songs and shit.
That sucks.
No, but on the Talk Metal show, Talking Metal show on VH, on Fuse, the Talking Metal show, he did that tribute to Dimebag. It was horrendous. It was so bad. Yeah. Anyway, guys, enjoy and keep on doing the show. I really love it, man.
Bye, Carlos.
All right. Bye.
Zach Wilde's pinch harmonic.
Carlos is the dude who makes all those lists that make everybody want to kill themselves.
Right, on Noise Creep.
And SMN. Well,
yeah. Just like, you know, top 10 like songs of the new year.
Anything you could make a top 10 list of, yeah. Carlos has made a top 10
list. Yeah. And what were we talking about before Carlos interrupted us?
I was laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah, that's right. We were teaching Rich Hall how the show works.
We were talking about the song parodies that people wrote.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So the song parodies. So if you think you can do better than that.
And you probably can.
And I mean, come on. Bella doesn't like that.
I just like that people have to use their creativity.
Yeah. So we're going to keep this open for a few more weeks. And what you could do is if you make a song, you can just upload it to like SendSpace or MediaFire or Mega Upload and just send me a private message with the link or email the link to hatemail@metalinjection.net.
Or stand outside Rob's house and play it on over a boombox.
Like you
yeah,
say
like,
anything?
Like John Q said. Totally.
Wear the trench coat.
Devin Thompson is an asshole!
That would totally
you
work.
Know, the fucked up thing, though, is that they don't, like, when they Google you, it's your mother's house that they find.
So yeah, let's get off the topic. Why don't we just give them the direct Google link?
Robert, there's another guy outside with a boombox. Stupid show that you do! What is that music? Is it even music? Robert, John Cusack is outside again. Says he wants a free Converge ticket. What is his problem?
That's why you're on the show. Okay, I got it.
Yes, I'm the idiot.
No, I get it. It's cool. Oh, my God.
Oh, someone's getting a call.
Hello?
It's not us, though.
Put him through.
It's my roommate.
Oh, okay. But,
Hey, Leo.
He's on the air.
Put Leo, catch Leo through.
Forgot.
Leo, call in.
Leo, you know the show has a number that you can call into.
Why don't you tell him the number?
Hey Leo, you know you're on the Metal Injection show right now.
I like that, the Metal Injection show.
All right. Well, you are just talking to America right now.
Millions of people are. Oh shit!
I'm hanging up. Bye.
He doesn't like metal.
Did he say he's at a death cab show right now?
That's hey, man, fiction.
How embarrassing for him!
Come on. Hey.
Someone in the chat room asks, Rob, will you develop my front end?
Woo!
The Earth's core. I will.
For a price.
But
I don't.
What's the matter? This not dirty enough for you? Sid, why don't we talk about that terrible senator?
Oh, Jim Bunning?
Jim Bunning.
Why don't you bring up his Wikipedia page? Yeah, he's the guy they wanted to vote to extend unemployment benefits for everybody on, what was it, on last week at some point?
It was like last Friday.
And he was the one senator holding out and preventing them from doing so.
I hope he loses his job.
He said he's not going to run for re-election for a million other reasons because he's the worst senator in the world. So
I don't think that's probably
not
why.
You already read this.
Who was it, Jim Bunning?
Yeah, he former baseball player.
He played for the Phillies. Fuck him.
Exactly. Let's see.
So is there like a controversy?
Yeah. Keep going. Well, Jim Bunning Foundation, I think. Yeah, you can read that one right there. That's one thing.
On December 14th, 2008, the Lexington Herald Leader reported that Senator Bunning's nonprofit foundation, the Jim Bunning Foundation, has given less than 25% of its proceeds to charity. I'm not even going to be able to read right now.
You're doing fine. You're doing good.
Does he have his baseball card?
The charity has taken in $504,000 since 1996, according to Senate and tax records. During that period, Senator Bunning was paid $180,000. In salary by the foundation while working a reported 1 hour per week.
Bunning.
Bunning Foundation board members included his wife Mary and Cincinnati tire dealer, some dude.
Sick.
In 2008, records indicate that Bunny attended 10 baseball shows around the country and signed autographs, generating $61,000 in income for the charity. The whole thing is very troubling, said Melanie Stone, executive director for the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Right. That was pretty good. And then, like, there was something else about,
what does he care? He's retiring anyway.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if people live on a plane.
He had, like,
in December,
he had something like 21 missed votes or something like that. and that was, like, the only one.
He's got to do card shows. It's very important.
What am I?
Yeah,
Why don't you read this? What's going on?
Fine. During his re-election bid, controversy erupted when Bunning described his opponent as looking like one of Saddam Hussein's sons. Public pressure compelled him to apologize. Bunning was also criticized. I don't know. He was also criticized for his use of a teleprompter during a televised debate where he participated via satellite link, refusing to appear in person. Bunning was further criticized for making an unsubstantiated claim that his wife had been attacked by one of his opponent's supporters, and he also called his opponent limp-wristed.
Was he?
He threw like a girl. You know.
He never
People called
the perfect
his mental
game.
Health into question during the campaign. And in October 2004, he told reporters, "Let me explain something. I don't watch the national news and I don't read the paper. I haven't done that for the last 6 weeks. I watch Fox News to get my information." So,
there's a winner. God bless our country. We had a caller, but he hung up. He was over it.
Jim Bunning.
All this bullshit. He wants to talk about Noah. I want to talk about Noah. I don't want to hear about Jim Bunning.
I just want to defend myself.
Shut up, Jim.
I don't need no book learning.
Go to the bullpen. It's called the bullpen.
I'm the senator, God dang it.
Good game, Jim. Go take a shower.
Someone in the chat says, Jim Bunning looks like Kelly Osbourne. All right.
I don't know who that's more insulting to.
On the line, we have the caller is back. 601 area code. You're on the live cast. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Richard Donning. I'm from Mississippi.
Hello, Richard from Mississippi.
Richard Dawson?
Come on down.
I had like two questions in this scenario, I guess. You know.
First of all, I'd just like to say I really like the fact that you have not one but two questions, making up for the previous caller who had no questions.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Zero questions.
Okay. First question, I guess this is my personal preference, Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell, or Mob Rules?
Like what album?
Yeah, like which would you prefer? Heaven and Hell or Mob Rules?
Black Sabbath.
Sabbath.
Oh, it's going around? Sabbath.
Going around like herpes, my friend.
Thrashing.
Fuck.
The first Sabbath album, that's like the best Sabbath album.
I think when he said Black Sabbath, I think he meant just the band's name. And then
the third choice.
So were there only two choices? Heaven and Hell and Mob Rules?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, if there were only two choices, then my vote would go to Black Sabbath, self-titled.
Even so.
Okay, that works. And I guess the thing, oh, why is that not right?
It's okay, man.
Recently I found this band called a Hacrid. They're from France. They're like Gojira-ish, sorta. And I think they're really great personally. And I wonder if you knew other bands that were similar to them, or like Burst or something of that nature.
I'm about to curse, by the way. You don't have to say shh.
Are you allowed to curse? You don't know if he's allowed to curse.
He might.
We're allowed to
church. He may be that church.
He has a moral code.
No, I'm not. I just curse a bit often.
But you what?
I said I do, but just not all the time.
Oh,
frequently.
You selectively curse.
Could you curse for us right
exactly.
now? Just what you do sometimes. Do it.
Do it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Nice. I like
How
that.
Good does that feel?
So wait, what is the band that sounds like Gojira? What's their name?
No, a band that's similar to Hacrid. Hacrid.
Oh, to who?
Hacrid?
You never heard of them either? They're from France.
The other French metal band.
Yeah, I know who he's talking about.
Who's he talking about?
I don't know how you pronounce it. He's saying Hacrid.
I think it's H
A R C I D. H-A-R-C-I-D.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm too high to be spelling shit.
H A C E.
It's using in the
sentence. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I found
Vince
it.
Writes about them from time to time. Rich, how many times do I have to tell you? You don't have to be jealous of Vince. There's plenty of me to go around.
I'll cut off a piece later.
We have some hackers queued up.
Oh, you do, Darren?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's hear it.
I like Darren.
No, do we? No, I need my sound up.
Your sound is up.
Okay.
You need to turn your sound on.
All right, this is Hagrid. It is on.
So they're like a silent band?
Yeah, it's
they're
like John Cage. They
best
just,
band ever.
Like everybody else in France, they're mine.
Yeah, they're a bit neurotic-ish. Definitely.
What's
yeah,
that?
I don't know. It must be a bird. I'm up. I'm all the way up. That's it. There it is. No.
Oh, this bear. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we've heard it.
I was moshing.
Sorry. I don't know. What are some bands that sound like Gojira? Well, let's see. Morbid Angel.
I would
say. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Morbid Angel.
Meshuggah, that's
that
nice.
Fantastic.
Obviously, Meshuggah.
And Lamb of God sounds kind of like Meshuggah, so you can go that route. And you know.
Well, I don't really like up the band, so.
You're the Allman Brothers band?
So
yeah.
What? I never.
Have you listened to Gorod? They don't really sound like Gojira, but they're still they're another band.
Are they like dancey death metal band from France? There's something, and I was watching, it's like this dancing death metal band from France that apparently Joe
they
from Gojira really likes.
Boot, if that's what you're trying to go for.
Great core. Just confuse them. Like,
yeah.
No, there's no dancing.
There's no dancing.
Okay.
It's not like a pack of pack. It's very metal, yeah.
Okay.
Metal.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll have to check them out. And this third thing just kind of, maybe this is just me, but it seems like, you know, there's a lot of newer bands out that are pretty awesome, like Black Dahlia Murder, Goat Horror, you know, stuff like that. But maybe it's just me, but I just seem to always go back.
Yeah, both of those bands have been around for quite a few years.
Hey, it's new to him, all right? Give him a break.
I'd just like to say the ghost of Patrick Swayze in the chat room has a very good point. He just wants to know, can't you all just listen to Seven Dust?
Yeah, exactly. But I always managed me. I always just go back, you know, Sepultura, Testament. Always just like the really older bands. Is that they write better material than newer bands? Because it's me, but yeah, whatever.
How old are you? How old are you?
20.
20. All right.
I was gonna ask, is your voice cracking because of nervousness or?
20.
I guess it's the nervousness.
20. Yeah.
Don't be nervous, man. We're all friends. I mean, Sid, I'm not really.
On the good side.
Other than that. We're all friends here.
I thought he sounded like Ola.
So, you know what?
It's Darren, right? Darren, right?
No.
No, sorry.
It's not Darren. This guy's Darren.
You caught me out.
Rich Hall is killing it tonight. You are just on top of your game.
I was disguising that. I was throwing my voice into a phone out there. I'm calling in.
Rich Hall gives up. Rich, don't worry about it. The mic's not on. This isn't going live.
So
Darren, do another take, Rich.
Holy shit.
Okay.
So, Darren, you want a CD?
Darren, you there?
Yeah.
He answered. Oh, yeah, we have a bunch of CDs. Are you a Metal Injection junkie?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What is your username?
And I'm correct, it's RHED8389-4 or just 8389. I'm not sure, it's one or the other.
Are you making this up? Is this just like your old AOL screen name that you're giving me? What's going on here?
I don't know. I have like two I use, 8389 or 8389-4, and I'm not sure which one.
Oh, you have two you use. Look at you. You're a true junkie. You have two accounts. But yeah, we have a bunch of CDs, like the Halford Christmas album, Winter Songs. That's on the market.
I say it gets Nightwish.
Nightwish, Warbringer, Cradle of Filth, Devil Driver, Swashbuckle, Threat Signal, Suicide Silence, Dream Evil, Winds of Plague, Bring Me the Horizon. Yeah. What do you want?
Warbringer, because Warbringer's awesome.
All right, Warbringer. So all you got to do is send me a private message at Rob Injection or Metal Injection, and the CD is yours.
Excellent.
And in the private message, obviously, include your full name and address. So people forget to do that. Drink some water, buddy. All right, cool. Thanks a lot for calling in, Darren. Have a good day. All right,
thanks.
We're going to go to our other caller. That's the wrong number now. 801.
Hello?
Oh. That's Darren. You're on the live cast, 801.
Hello, I'm Space Ghost.
Oh, oh, hello, Space Ghost. Oh, Space Ghost is on the line.
Right. This rule.
What's up, Space Ghost? First time listener?
You've had some sophisticated, hyper-intelligent, felt, well-read, sparkling, salty, olive-complected, bullheaded haired man.
Oh, thank you.
I love when we get a spontaneous big star to call in like this. What's on your mind?
Listen to my important question.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you have the freedom to wear comfortable open-toed shoes?
Yes, of course. I live in the United States of America.
I wear them all the time.
I'm wearing them right now.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it with your burned lips.
He's watching us. Bob.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Space Ghost. Thanks for calling in.
He hung up already.
704, let's go to you. You're on the live cast. What's your name?
Josh. I've called in a couple times the past couple weeks.
Way to presume that we'll just remember you.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, no, what's up, Josh?
You're not all the time, guy.
They're from the South.
Just keep guessing that every time someone calls.
Hold on, Josh. Where are you from again?
North Carolina. Charlotte,
North Carolina. Big Ric Flair fan, I bet.
We did that, Charlie.
Yeah. No, I know.
I was going to go, woo.
What else happens in North Carolina?
A lot of juggalos, it seems, lately.
Oh, nice. That's very nice.
Yeah, since that episode, that episode of Law and Order where they did the horrorcore rapper killed his family the other night, they've been very vocal around town.
People still watch Law and Order where you live?
Yeah.
I guess.
What was the Law and Order episode about? I didn't get a chance to see it.
It was pulled from the headlines of this horrorcore rapper, or douche nugget, as I like to call those people.
Of course.
And he killed his family.
Okay.
Which a lot of them are not mentally stable, from my experience, so it does make sense.
Okay.
Because when it comes to white people, when you're looking for juggalos, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
In terms of white people.
In terms of white people.
Are you saying they're still better than black people?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
That's the implication.
No, I'm not saying that black people are better or worse. They're black people. I'm just saying of white people, they're the worst of the worst.
Oh, okay.
So they're like white trash.
Yeah, no, they're even lower than white trash, because white trash at least has some intelligence.
Why does white trash at least have some intelligence? Since when was that a rule?
It's from my experience of juggalos and how retarded and mentally unstable they are.
Well, give us some anecdotes of your run-ins with juggalos.
Anecdotes. 2 years ago, I was going to a concert, and the next day there was supposed to be ICP was supposed to be playing. So at the concert beforehand, there was people sitting in tents with clown makeup in 20-degree weather.
The day before the ICP show.
Yeah, the day before the ICP show, blatantly smoking. One of them was blatantly smoking crack on the side of the street.
Did he offer you any?
And every girl that walked by, he'd get up and like, yo, baby, what's up, you want to party with me?
Party, that's a party.
Yeah, he wants to party. Smoking crack on the side of the street, and then there's this overweight chick that's half naked sitting halfway out of the tent.
Should take a picture?
No, because there was this fat white dude with cornrows.
I think you
should try to finger
them as fat.
I take offense to that. I am pleasantly large, but like, you know.
Well, you don't have to juggle.
Maybe I am.
I only know one skinny juggalo. Juggalo Bob.
Juggalo Bob is a cool dude.
Yeah.
He goes against everything I've learned about juggalo.
He's bizarre.
He opened my eyes. He is my tangible.
He's bizarro juggalo. He comes from another planet where the only cool people are juggalos.
Bob's a cool dude.
I totally agree. Juggalo Bob, you're listening.
If juggalos are indeed from another planet, I'm going to have to go to that planet and build some giant reactor rocket and push it into that planet's respective sun.
Well, if you think about it, you could be the president of that planet because there's so much more intelligence than them. You can show them the way. You can be like the juggalo version of Satan, but not like,
or the juggalo
how Satan would be cool. To the
or the juggalo version of Jesus, except for the dying for their sins.
You could be the Jugga Jesus.
The Jugga Jesus. I'm going to have to make a user account called
Darren, you can be the cloth to wipe the makeup off their face.
Dude, you know everyone who calls is the name of Darren, right?
I don't care.
That's his, you know how some people go, hey, boss.
buddy, Darren, dude, Darren. Funny. Hey, Darren, go to Greenpoint, right. Take him home.
All right. How high is the guy calling me Darren? Is he levitating off the ground yet?
I'm just seeing eight Darrens around the table right now.
Yeah. You just heard some crack on the sidewalk.
If you want everyone to transform into Darren, I could give him some LSD if he wanted.
Perfect.
Lots of LSD users. Was that you?
That was me the other day.
Okay, the other day, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Have you done LSD since the last time we talked?
No. No,
okay,
I have not.
So you're on a break now. This guy did like LSD like three times.
No, my friend moved. My friend that had it moved back to Atlanta.
Oh, you lost your guy.
Yeah.
I know. Your connect is gone.
It's pretty easy to find him and seek him out because on his on his right arm he has the LSD molecule tattooed.
Okay, that's how. So if you ever see a guy on his right,
we recognize.
Yeah, if you're in
Atlanta with a like a green cadet cap and kind of overweight wearing UFOs.
Give me this guy's description on here. Do you have a social security number?
Blonde mustache and beard, ponytail. Just
the
go walk up to him, his name's Louie, and say, hey, can I get some LSD or some pot?
So, if you ever see that guy, just go up to him and be like, hey, Darren sent me.
Stop. He'll look at you like, who the fuck is Darren?
I don't know. Just give me some LSD, man. Come on.
Wait. Can she scream that sexually?
Yes.
Do it right now.
Sid mic'd my bedroom when I was having sex once. That's what happened.
Back to you, Darren.
She's kind of hot.
What's that really from? I forgot.
I don't remember.
It's from some movie.
It was for some like vampire themed like WB show or one of those.
Oh fuck! I hate that shit.
The Vampire Chronicles.
Was that? Yeah, maybe that.
Did they start a band and get signed to Century Media?
Hey, if you guys want more vampires than you can take or fill, go join Vampire Freaks.
But you hate juggalos, but you're promoting Vampire Freaks.
I'm not promoting them, I'm joking. That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is, you know, Vampire Freaks like plus Faygo equals juggalos, really.
Equals, child out of wedlock, I don't know. I had a joke there and I forgot
it. Child out of wedlock? That's not that bad.
Well, yeah, I'm a little out of it.
But well, I don't get what
inbred,
was the joke.
Maybe inbred? Was that what you were looking for? Inbred child?
Yes, inbred. Inbred inbred trailer baby. That's right.
Oh. Who's the
wedlock?
I missed something.
The context
like,
is.
No, wedlock is when you knock someone up and they force you to get married, right?
No, wedlock
yeah.
is just married.
Yeah.
I thought it was a wrestling move. I thought,
yeah, the wedlock when you give somebody the Singapore wedlock.
Yeah, Ric Flair used it all the time.
Yeah.
That's from North Carolina. He knows.
Never gets old.
It doesn't.
It will one day.
How are you?
What?
The fuck do
Hang
you
up.
Think you are?
Get this guy off. All right, Josh. Thanks for calling in.
Sorry,
no, that's
CD
for you.
We already gave
figure
a
four wedlock.
That should be the name of the episode. That's the that's the current contender right now. So once again, our number is 646-929-1357. You can give us a call, and we can make up wrestling moves out of things you say. Nice.
I like that game.
And if you're from New York and you're listening, Rich Hall is giving away a bunch of sick concert tickets.
Whoa,
Rich is inhuman on any of the shows?
Have they played any of those shows? No comment.
Oh.
Sid, come on, dude. I got to work with these people.
Come on, maybe Shutdown's playing and they can throw them on the bill.
Ouch, dude. Come on. You're hurting me here. You're hurting them.
Mike's not listening.
He's probably
a good guy.
Is.
He's a sweetheart.
He probably said, I'm listening on my Facebook. You know.
If he is, he should probably let Sid give Sid a piece of his mind.
Yeah, Mike's going to call in if you're listening, please. I want to hear this.
Look down the comic books. Pick up the phone.
You're just digging the grave, aren't
well,
you?
Well, that's
Sid jokes, but he wears an inhuman shirt around all the time.
I have a
I
couple
right now, yeah.
Don't
they don't
watch.
Know that.
Oh, that's true.
I'm pretty sure I didn't pay for either of those. Feel good.
So Harvey
that.
Birdman and Chris Benoit are in the chat room.
Wow, really?
It's a wild chat.
I would have been there. Fuck this cat.
Yeah, so I guess we should take a little music break. Slow things down a bit. All the music is picked today by Rich and Axel. And you can try to figure out who picked what, or not. I don't know.
It'll be a fun little game.
Let's start out with Converge, My Great Devastator, on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Thank you. apocalyptic vision of a criminally insane charismatic cult leader.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. It's time for the Metal Injection Live Cast. But first, I would like to publicly deny the rumors about me molesting the young robot from Disney's WALL-E. They are completely untrue. I like fully grown mechanical vagina. And now here is the show.
Well, now that we got that out of the way, welcome back to the Live Cast. We're joined by Darren Hall. Rich Hall.
Hello.
And Axel Derenberg from Metal Sucks. No, Axel Rosenberg from Metal Sucks. Mm. And our regular people, co-hosts.
Don't call us people.
All right. We have a call. Yeah.
Darren?
Yeah, Darren. Darren's here too.
Darren.
You're Darren. You're 2D now.
This is our brother, Darren.
We have a caller. 734. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Daniel, and I'm at Madison Square Garden.
Hi, Rich.
How are you?
Fuck the Knicks,
what
bro.
Show are you at? Is that a Lady Gaga show?
No, I'm watching the Knicks rape the Pistons, and I'm kind of crying. But I have to say the fact that when I called, today is the day it was on, kind of gave me a boner.
I mean, what? Sounds like there's a riot going on. We can't really keep you on the line too long. Well, the Knicks are raping the Pistons right now. That's right.
That's true. Hi, Rich. I love you. All right. Have fun. Don't do anything weird.
Hey, Darren. All right,
Rich Hall knows how to give our audience boners, apparently.
I hope one of my schizophrenic friends calls.
So,
no,
so 2D, you said you had a weird incident on the ride over here.
Oh no, yeah, I took a cab over here, and this guy. First of all, in our neighborhood, all the cabs are like Russians, right? Like super off the boat Russian guy. This guy was like 25, Russian guy.
Did he have one or two Bluetooth?
I didn't actually scrutinize his face to tell you, but so he's blasting like techno, right? And then I get some kind of house shit, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I get in the car, and he immediately changes the music. And what does he put on? Unforgiven 2 from Reload. So I didn't think anything of it. I said, wait, should I be offended? Like, do I look like? I should, like, do I look like he should put that on for me? In the
car? That's in techno, right?
I don't know. Is it?
It is. He said the Unforgiven 2.
Like, and I said, well, maybe, like, I don't look particularly, like, metal today. I don't have, like an MC jacket on or any shit like that. Or,
you also
know,
don't have
like
you came close to a sports bar.
Yeah, exactly. You should put on, you know, like, the Yeah song or something, you know.
Well, the
shot. Woo-hoo! Yeah. So, but anyway, so I was
some
like,
Gary Glitter.
So, you know, maybe thought
I
was metalhead.
Countdown. He should put on.
Like, but then, all right, so fine. So then the song finishes.
Uh huh.
And then, I look at the thing and it says tape. He's actually playing a tape.
He made a mixtape for you.
And the next song was Unforgiven 1.
So he didn't even have them in the right order. Wow.
It's like this is. When the 2 was on, he's like...
In my country, this song is national anthem.
Just, in my country, 2 means what? And one means two. Unforgive it,
we unforgive you.
But, he, you know, he did, does this music bother you? I want to go, yeah, you know, but I'm like, I have a 10-minute ride, whatever. And,
I want anything in Ride the Lightning, please.
Yeah, I'm going to start making requests. The song ended. I wanted to hear what came on after 1, but then like the song was just ending. I almost stayed in the car just to see what the song was. So we got to the studio. So
I should have invited him up.
Yeah, right.
Let him pick a few songs.
What's this method of injection you speak of?
You got any stinger?
We have another.
Ah, nice wish. I love this band.
We have another caller on the line. 801, you are on the live cast. What's your name? Where are you from?
I know you gentlemen have been through a lot. But when you find the time, I'd rather not spend the rest of this winter tied to this fucking couch!
Oh, my God. I'm sick of these
guys. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta.
That one didn't even sound familiar to me.
I don't even know where that's from.
He's from Utah, I think.
So.
Yeah, don't forget it.
You're a area code expert here.
Yes.
Are you sure he's not from Darren?
Maybe
Darren Utah.
Maybe he was the guy from Utah.
Hey caller, what's your name? Where are you from? Where are you from?
Darren.
Oh, all right.
Darren.
I know that guy.
Folks
on Rich Hall.
So I had a great dream the other night.
Oh.
I dreamt I was back at my parents' house. And my mom calls me in for dinner. Someone in the chat room is tick, 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 ticking to the sound of Frantic by Metallica. But, you know, I had this dream. My mom was like, Robert, come in here. Look who's here to see you. And I go in, and it's my parents that are all dressed up. And also there are the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov. And they're over for dinner. And all I remember is, like, as soon as Iron Sheik sees me, he like starts going into like his catchphrases to sort of impress me. Like he knows I'm a fan of his. And he's like, fucking bullshit. And then just like, he's like doing the whole thing like, you killed Benny and everything. And then I just see Nikolai Volkoff sitting next to him like an embarrassed mother, like, oh, that's
like when Chuck D and Flava Flav hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish he could see Flava Flav.
Yeah, yeah. And that was my whole dream. And I'm like, what does that even mean?
You didn't get to smash the American flag over there, right?
No, they were good guys. They weren't going
what was
USA
the,
hot poo.
What was on the table for dinner? Do you remember that?
That didn't happen. I woke up by that point, I guess.
Go back to sleep. Check it out.
Maybe it was just tea. They were over for tea at dinner. Harab's mother number one. Rab's father number one. Robert Hachpa.
Quiet and chic. That's not nice.
Shut up, piece of shit. Oh, good motherfuckers.
Fucking bullshit.
So great. So great. Gotta love the Iron Sheik. Fuck the tomato! once again, our number is 646-929-1357. During the break, Axel, you got an email.
Oh, this is an angry email. This is a fun email.
From a fan, from a reader of your site, megasluts.gov.
No, they want you in the chat room. They miss you. Sorry.
What should I do?
Chat with them.
They just wanted to know if you were still here.
No, no, I was actually operating the board.
I have a job on this podcast to make it all happen.
Mm.
Make sure the audio comes out over the airwaves, internet waves,
interwebs,
the tubes.
Yeah.
So yeah, Axel, you have that.
Yeah. So here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
This email, the subject line is a well thought out complaint.
A well thought out complaint.
Okay, so you guys are presenting Impending Doom, Chelsea Grin, Through the Eyes of the Dead, and Arsonist Get All the Girls. I would love to see the show, but I can't. You book one show in New York, upstate in fucking Nowhereville. Sorry to be so rash, but this is no bueno, gentlemen. She says this is no bueno. This will be two tours in a row I won't see Chelsea Grin, so this is quite angering. I'm simply asking you fellows to book an additional show on Long Island at the Crazy Donkey, a.k.a. Club Load in Farmingdale, New York.
El Burro Loco.
People from New Jersey, NYC, and Connecticut would be showing up. And to be honest, way too many people will be bummed hard if this doesn't happen.
Why can't I do the show in New York? That's not funny.
There you go.
That's all you need. From Chelsea Grin.
No bueno.
Please call up or email the owner about this for the love of fucking music. And then he signs his name, which I'm not gonna.
Do you think that his name is the name of the owner of the Crazy Donkey?
Well, I don't know. You know what?
Or the guy who works
good
for
thinking.
The guy.
Good thinking. Wouldn't have occurred to me.
But also, it's like you're just presenting the tour. It's
yeah,
not like
I
you have anything
I have
to do.
Nothing.
You're
to
the booking
do.
Agent. You made the tour happen. You want the booking,
sir. I am all the bands.
Yeah, you manage them.
I manage them, and I am them.
Oh, you are?
I am all the members of all the bands.
He splits off like Voltron.
That's right.
Right, makes sense. It all makes sense.
He splits up in the bands.
We get emails like that a lot, actually. I'm always like, why do people think we have anything to do with the booking?
People just don't know how things work. They just assume since your logo is on it, like it's yours.
Yeah.
So what do you do for it? Like what? What are you in charge of?
Talking about it.
Oh,
promoted
it
on their website.
Pretty much, yeah, promoted on the middle.
Come on, get with it. No.
Like, hey, if we
well,
put,
no, like
if we,
for the audience to know, so then they stop bothering you about
I think
it. Everybody
it's just a promo
show.
Trade. It's just promotional.
Precisely. Like, they call us and they're like, we're doing this tour. Do you want to sponsor it? And we're like, that's a cool tour. We'd love to. Or that tour is fucking terrible. No, we don't. But we
so
don't
you're
that.
Saying when someone's like, hey, we're booking a Chelsea Grin tour, do you want to sponsor it? You were like, that's a cool tour.
Well, in the case of actually both of the Chelsea Grin tours that we're sponsoring, because that's two, the headliner was the reason that we signed.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
Through
fair
the
enough.
Eyes of the Dead and the Red Cord are really at fault for
that's true. It's their fault.
Is there a band that's so bad that if they toured with the Red Chord, you still wouldn't promote the show?
It depends on what slot they're in. There's a band. I don't want to say
everywhere.
What band it is. Mm-hmm. There was a tour with two really awesome bands, okay. And then the headliner was a young band that's really terrible, and
okay.
Everybody was like, how the fuck are they the fucking headliner?
Yeah.
It wasn't Vampires. And they came to us, and they said, do you want to sponsor this tour? And we were like, not with them as the headliner.
Wow.
If they had been support, we would have sucked it up.
Right.
They have the power.
Interesting. All right, well, we have another caller. 847. I don't think I recognize it.
Chicago.
Oh, thank you.
You're Rockford, welcome. Perhaps?
Perhaps Rockford. What is your name and where are you from?
My name's Sean, and I'm from here.
Oh, it's Sean.
What's going on?
Of course.
Hold on. You're not getting those tickets, Sean. Sorry.
God damn it. No, actually, I just called to talk to the world-famous Rich Hall.
Why? Why would you do that? Why would you waste your night and do that? You know, like, you should just been here and hang out, you know.
Well, I heard that Nathaniel called in from the Knicks Pistons game. So I had to call in for my own game, the sitting on my couch in my underwear,
okay.
Drinking beer, and eating ice cream game.
So is it a by-yourself game?
I wouldn't call Scrabble a game.
I was going to say he's playing solitaire.
Having seen it as my own game.
It's a game. It's a game.
Direction a person.
That's right. Oh.
Oh.
Your friend Axel said that, Sean. That's not nice. Whatever.
That's a bummer.
So what's
that's
up, Sean? What's going on?
Not too much. I was calling to see if I could get those tickets.
By the way, Rich Hall is giving tickets away to three New York shows, Narrows, Howl, and Converge.
That is not Sean.
Yeah, apparently you're not allowed to know anyone on the air right now. If you
yeah.
know anyone on the air, you're not eligible.
I don't know you, asshole. I don't know nobody.
Yeah, just say you're
now
not friends with us.
Now we don't.
So you'll never talk to us again.
Just call you? Back and do a voice. The fuck?
I probably won't.
Oh, we have another call also from Chicago. 847, you're on the line. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Jeff. Jeff from Skokie. And called in for the Howl tickets.
You sound exactly like Sean. That's weird.
Darren?
Damn it.
But I guess you're not listening to the show.
That's true.
Get him off. I can't deal with
it.
I can't deal with
it. Okay,
maybe
no problem. You guys
maybe
have a wonderful evening.
Right, thanks for calling, Sean. Maybe next week, he said he might come in next week. Maybe he'll buy tickets to a show.
Rob,
and
I can't
get...
work like this, you know. Like what the?
I'm sorry. Sorry, it's true. No screener. By the way, we're also running a contest. If you want to be the metal injection screener, send in your resume.
Just remember Sean's number.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's remember 847. One thing to do. That's all. One area code to remember. That's it. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. So what are you doing? Are you giving away all three tickets to one person or what?
Just 45 minutes left in the show. I don't know. If there's anybody in New York, I mean... I know there are New York listeners.
There is New York listeners. Let's call. Come on, call. Talk to us.
Gonna be maybe they're gonna be near New York at that time. You should give the dates of the show.
Maybe nobody Rich. Knows those bands.
Nobody knows
Converge.
Well, not Converge, but the other shows.
Listen, it's no Nightwish, but
yeah. I bet I can get three callers for that Nightwish CD. All from three
yeah.
One.
Let's throw in a CD with each ticket.
Yeah,
that's all.
A Nightwish CD.
Yeah.
All right, we got another caller. 954, not a New York area code, but let's see what's up. 954, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's James. I'm from Florida.
Oh shit, yeah, you cool. called it.
How do you know all the area codes?
I'm a creep, like I guess, you know, like
I don't know.
I used to know most of them, but then they added all the cell phone codes in there. That's hard. For you. Not for
Rich
one
Hall.
Recall.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying I'm on his level, but I knew all the original ones.
Oh, well, you're OG. Wait, what was your name again, 954?
Darren. Darren.
James.
Wait, what was it? Okay.
It's James.
James, right, okay.
Yeah.
So what's up,
yeah.
James?
I just want to know, you know, what was the most metal vehicle? I mean, you know how rap has Chrysler and country has pickup and techno has that shitty boxcar. What the hell is the metal vehicle?
We'll say sign because they give us money. No, I would say a Harley is the most.
I would say
metal
a bus
vehicle.
A bus. Public bus.
A Colts bus.
Like,
not like a what?
The Batmobile. I would say the Batmobile.
Oh, well, that's not like a real car.
Wait. Which Batmobile?
Yeah, it is.
Batmobile? Like that tank thing?
Yeah, let's say the tank thing. That thing's awesome.
Fucking metal, dude.
Well, I agree with you there, but I mean,
well,
I've never
what
seen
kind of metal? The Adam West one's pretty power metal.
Yeah, it's like
true.
White Wizard and
yeah.
shit coming out of that car.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
This is
think
easily
about
the dorkiest conversation I've had this hour.
Great, perfect. Better than me laughing about not remembering anyone's name.
All day.
I would say like a bolt thrower metal.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries.
All right.
Okay.
There you have it.
I'm doing the Bat-2-C right now. Look at me go.
James, are you doing the Bat-2-C?
Am I doing what?
Dude, he's 15 years old. He's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Fucking Bat-2-C.
Have you ever watched the original Batman TV show on, like, you know, Nick and Knight or TV Land?
With the Zork
no.
and the Pow.
Watch it on, like,
No.
What? What's that? Was
I haven't watched it on TV, but I've watched it on the computer and shit.
Oh, okay, so you've seen it.
And shit.
He thought the Dark Knight was the original Batman.
He was offended that you said TV, not Batman.
Oh,
yeah,
I got it.
TV anymore.
Watch the TV.
Sorry, you're right. So do you not have, like, cable or anything like that?
No, I definitely have cable. It's just...
You just don't watch it. Isn't that a bit of a waste of money? I guess you don't pay for it, right? Your parents pay for it?
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I'm 5. I don't pay for it. Don't worry about it.
Sick.
So do you have a fast internet connection? Do you have like a DSL or a cable?
Seriously,
perhaps a
you
Fios?
Want, you want to talk to him about it?
I want to know his network properties.
His specs.
I mean, I got the network, though. I have internet at work. That work really matters.
All right. Do you watch porn at work, though? I mean, that doesn't work.
When I got my laptop, Rob immediately goes, "How big is your screen?" Like the second I told him I got a laptop.
He had his hands in his pants already.
No. He had to make sure that his screen was larger than
mine. My screen isn't larger than yours.
You say that's totally untrue.
I totally don't act like that at all.
I was exaggerating a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Were you just saying to me the other day that you wanted to get a new iPhone?
First of all, you don't pay
attention to
me at all.
You want to get a
PowerBook? No, not even a PowerBook, a MacBook Pro.
Whatever.
And so?
So are we not talking to this guy about his DSL?
No, we're talking about my DSL.
It's all got to go back to Rob.
I thought we were talking about the Batmobile. What happened here?
Why are you, as you say that, you're like shoving weed to me? You're like, are you like
trying
to push
it away from me because I don't want to do any of this. That's why.
Like, I just get a good whiff of Rich Hall's quality ganja over here.
You guys should have a poll on your website asking what's the most, you know, metal vehicle, brutal vehicle.
Why don't you have that poll on your website?
Yeah, well, you are our editor now.
Your
editorial. Wow.
What the fuck is stopping you?
He doesn't watch cable.
Yeah.
That should be the title of your blog. I don't watch
cable.blogspot.com.
I'm sure it's not taken.
It seems like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
This kid's not up
well,
for it.
Josh,
it's American, not American. Don't.
His name is Jeff.
Jeff? No. James. It was James.
Darren.
Yeah.
James.
Darren. Darren.
It's Darren.
Guys are all such fucking assholes.
James. It wasn't Josh. Kid.
Are
you seriously?
I wish
20
people
minutes
could
ago,
see
Rich
how
Hall
Rich Hall.
How are we going to get home? How are we going to get home?
Now he's smoking more weed.
You forgot about it.
Could you relate his anxiety?
It's fine. No,
not getting home.
Do it.
All right. No, if you're smoking more, I'm smoking.
Yeah. I support the decision.
Where's my
what? It's by the bong. It's by the bong. James, are you a first-time caller, or have you called in before?
Oh, no, this is my first time. I watch and archive videos or blog.
You watch videos, but you don't listen to the livecast?
I listen to it. Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's cool. I'm just joshing. Joshing with James.
Now he's Josh.
No. No, but we have a bunch of CDs, and we'd like to give you one. Do you like music? You have music fan?
Yes. Of course I do.
Okay. Why do you ask everybody that question?
I just want to make sure.
No, I fucking hate music, Rob.
Maybe they just listen for the comedy. Like, Sid doesn't like any of the music.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He's wearing
like
a
some.
Big black shirt.
He's doing a lot of shit.
All right, so here's what we got. We have Cradle of Filth.
Wait, what was that?
We have Cradle.
Whoa.
What you don't know is Rob doesn't want to say Cradle of Filth because he has to pay a nickel every time.
Yeah, it's true. We have Cradle of Filth.
Come on, guys. Come on.
We have Cradle of Filth, Devil Driver, Swashbuckle, Threat Signal, Suicide Silence, Dream Evil, Winds of Plague, Halford Winter Song.
Halford.
And Bring Me the Horizon. What do you want?
Cradle of Cough.
Didn't you guys say you had Belfcore?
No, that's been picked already. Sorry.
I took that one.
Damn. I'll take the Swashbuckle.
The Swashbuckle? All right, are you a metal injection junkie?
Yeah.
What is your username?
Toby.
Just Toby?
Oh, wait, Toby?
Yeah.
Your name is James, though.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure James was taken on the website.
Oh, okay.
James, I don't want to influence your
great
decision.
Thinking, James. Darren.
But Barack Obama in our chat room said you should pick Dream Evil.
Well, it's too late now. You already picked.
I'll take this cradle.
So, yeah, all you got to do is send a private message to Metal Injection, and you are good to go.
All right.
Congratulations. I'm really excited.
Why do we have 800 callers all of a sudden?
Yeah, I don't know. What should we take, Noah?
Yeah, 916.
916.
Whenever someone says...
What state is that, Rich?
San Diego, probably.
Oh.
916, where are you from? What's your name?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Austin again.
Austin?
If you remember, I called your after show, your awards.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember
what
you did 5 minutes ago.
Like?
Great, I totally remember that.
Are you from San Diego?
It was kind of boring.
Oh, now we remember you then.
Oh, that guy.
Good boring guy. No, what's up?
Is Axel still there?
Yeah.
Rosenberg.
Hey, Darren.
Cool. If he is, I just... wanted to quickly give a shout out to him and thank him personally for all the fresh tunes that a friend and I got over last year. Our favorite was probably Cormorant, but like just all these underground bands that you suggested. Really glad I started reading that site.
Oh.
I'm crying a little bit.
I mean, just to name a few others, The Divinity, we just got that last week. We thought that fucking ripped. But Cormorant was like far and above my favorite album of last year.
Yeah, it's a good album. I wish Arthur would write for us again.
I mean, he's a hella intelligent guy and someone who also plays bass. Can really respect what he had to say on the interview, you know.
Has anyone before been referred to as hella intelligent? I've never heard that particular.
Did I say that? Yeah.
Wait, dude, are you from San Diego? Did we ever figure this out?
You
I really want to know.
No, I'm not from San Diego. I promise you.
I'll fail.
Where are you from?
Where
are you from?
I'm from a town called Roseville, which is just an hour north of Sacramento.
Okay.
So Rich Hall wasn't far off.
Yeah.
Same state.
We got the state.
Yeah, Rich Hall, the one that works at Walmart, right? If I'm remembering my guess.
No,
that's different.
That's a different Richard. That is a caller from Las Vegas. That's Richard. This is Rich Hall.
That's good that he knew that. Though.
Yeah. You're clearly a fan, though. You got the name.
Thank you.
All right, awesome.
That guy.
Do you want to say anything really nice to anyone else on the show, or was it just for Axel?
Do you have any compliments about Metal Injection?
For me.
How am I doing?
How's Rich Hall doing?
I just called out of the blue because I just realized that you guys were on right now. But Are you guys
glossed right over it.
I don't have anything nice to say, but I do have a question. Did you guys ever end up playing Thrash It or Trash It?
No, we have yet to play it.
Do that.
Yeah, I guess we only have half hour in the show. We should do it pretty soon. Why?
Because
do you
who knows what that I'll be sponsoring their tour next.
That's right.
Do you guys mind if I recommend somebody?
Yeah, go ahead. Recommend some.
All right. What do you want to recommend?
They're a local band that I was a high school alumni with, but they're called Malevolent, and you can find their MySpace at Malevolent Metal, MySpace, whatever, / Malevolent Metal. I know there's a more popular band called Malevolent Creation, but that is definitely not them, but you shouldn't be too misled. I gave you the exact address, so... probably be listening to that on the archive.
All right, here we go.
I hope you like it.
Let's get it right now. This is Malevolent.
I just woke up. What happened?
On the livecast.
All right. I like the bass.
Wait. Wait a minute.
Oh,
this is pretty brutal.
I love this.
Louder. We got Metallica. Wait, that's Metallica.
Oh, whoops. Wait, I got
did your taxi driver play that one?
No. I should have popped
that.
That
was probably the next song, you know.
All right, let's do some Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Really sorry for ruining your joke.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it's excellent.
Trash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
All right, so...
That's it.
We're going to go with Sex Panther. That's the intro to the segment.
Okay.
Thrash It or Trash It. Thrash It or Trash It is this is a segment we do on the live cast.
Basically,
where
I'm going to describe this much faster. No offense. They're going to play something you've never heard, and you're going to say you like it or you don't like it. You
thrash it or you trash it.
Is everybody on the same page?
Good job.
We're going to start with Sex Panther by Malevolent.
Wait. But we'll read off some of the song titles they have.
Sex Panther is the best one. It's an Anchorman reference.
Yeah. That was pretty big with them for a while. They played it in high school.
But this guy knows them. Why don't you let him pick the best song?
Oh, what's your favorite song by them? What should we play?
I haven't visited their MySpace in a while. Sex Panther's an all right song. I don't
Traveling of an Ocean. Engorged in a skeet suit.
Like
Lord Torment.
With Ocean in the name. I think you just said it.
Yeah,
but
that
song is pretty good. They played that, I said, at our high school.
The Inner Unraveling of an Ocean.
Yeah, that's it.
All the callers on hold, we'll get to in a moment.
Gary Suarez is jerking off to the ocean.
All right, there's an ocean in it.
The black smoke monster from Lost is clearly coming.
By the way, that's not me playing cricket sounds. That's in the song.
It's our collective unconscious.
Oh.
Mama, I try and break me.
I didn't expect that.
There's been a note.
Two notes.
Oh. Yeah.
This is sick.
All right.
It worked.
Sorry, I know you guys are on limited time.
No.
Wait, is that vocals or is it instrumental?
Is it an instrumental band or is there?
No. It's not an instrumental band. You probably would have gotten a better idea of what they sounded like if you had picked Engorged in Skeet Suit.
We just asked you. Why did you tell us that? What the fuck?
You asked something that I heard that I liked, and they didn't play Engorged in Skeet Suit.
Okay, so we're playing Engorged in Skeet Suit.
We just asked you what fucking song to play, and you said a different one. Right, we're playing this one now. I still don't hear any vocals.
Yeah.
What's that song?
They do have vocals. Their vocals are the band called Nephilim or something.
I don't like the vocals.
Yeah, the vocals are terrible.
That's like a repeating theme on this show, is that the band is usually okay and the vocals are horrible.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Well, yeah, all right. Fair point.
Oh. They just sound like they were like they're trying to be Periphery. Just listen to Periphery.
Well, sadly, I have not heard Periphery, so I could not agree with you on that.
There you go. Personally, I trash it. Rich Hall?
Get that shit out of here.
He Darren's it. Trash.
Is Whitechapel too complex for you?
I don't know. I haven't talked to that guy, their drummer, since.
Sounds like it hasn't been.
My junior year? So.
Skipping or something?
No, that's how it is. Noah, what do you think?
I trash it. I didn't like it at all.
Sid?
Trash.
There you have it. We played your band, your friend's band, Malevolent. Check them out if you dug them, if you totally disagree with our
the crazy donkey
opinion. Here they are again.
If you like music, check them out anyway.
MySpace.com/malevolentmetal is the URL. Thanks for calling in, Austin. We're going to get to some more callers.
Can we never play that talking again?
We'll see.
Sounds like a
All right. So 91. No, we got a 775.
Where the
no? Wait, a 704. I'm sorry, yeah, 704.
Quickly.
Who's this?
It's Josh again. I had a question.
Josh, you've been on the air already. All right, quickly.
Have you guys checked out the No Label Needed contest? And could you thrash or trash your favorite bands from that group?
I don't want to do that. We've been talking about that.
Well, yeah, no. You guys can go. People can go check that out. It's probably listen to all those bands anyway. There's like 15 bands.
I just want to hear your opinions about it, but it's okay if you don't do it. Just wanted to ask.
Oh, thanks. Were you the guy that talked about the poll too? Everyone's an editor all of a sudden. No, okay. Good. Oh, that was the other.
That was Darren.
That was Darren, of course.
That was Darren. Yeah, that was the other Darren. Darren was the other Darren.
But the contest you're talking about is the No Label Needed contest, which we, both of our sites, Metal Sucks and Metal Injection, are part of, actually.
That's right.
So check that out at metalinsider.net/no label needed. Thanks for calling in again. Let's keep it moving. 775. Rich Hall, where's that from?
Stump.
775, where are you from and what's your name?
Hi, I'm Richard from Nevada.
No, you're not.
Richard, that's Walmart, Richard.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Richard, can I ask you a question? What aisle do you work in Walmart?
I work customer service.
Oh, it's the best service. All right, I appreciate that. Go ahead.
So what's going on, Richard?
I got off of work about, 30 minutes ago. Yeah, no, hey, I was not going to call in. I was just going to, listen, but then Noah, tweeted that I should.
She didn't specifically write that to you.
So if I tweeted that you should do something really vile, would you do it?
Of course. Don't do it. Don't do it, dude. Don't
if I told you to finger your butthole, would you do it?
Oh.
I might do that anyway.
Don't grab the...
No, that's inappropriate.
Hey, he's licking his...
I knew when she said that he doesn't lick his ass.
Much better.
That wasn't his ass that he was licking.
He doesn't.
Hey, we got Richard on the line. We're talking about the dog. I feel bad for Richard.
Well, at least we didn't ask him about his fucking DSL.
This is true.
Richard, do you have a DSL?
Yeah.
Noah, let's see what he'll do. Tell him to do some things and see if he'll do them. Not the dog.
That would have made a better show. You know?
I should write a song parody.
What the fuck is this?
What's that? No, this
no,
is our sex
parody.
You should write a song parody. You should enter the contest.
About Noah.
That's what I said to him. I said to him that he should write a song parody because I think he does stand-up or something, right?
Okay. Is this true?
Yeah.
Do you really do stand-up? You think you're funny? Tell us some jokes.
Hold on.
And I remember that from 5 years ago when he linked to something in our forums. It was a video that you did.
So who is stalking who here?
Wait, do you do stand up in like a legit club or like your friend's house or something?
The first two times I did it in a casino, and then like now I do it at like a coffee shop.
Were you just like standing by the blackjack table, or were you like hired to be there?
If that dude was
trying there's a thing underneath that you can do performances and meetings in.
The basement? Was that like an Indian casino?
It's a casino and a hotel.
But Indians run it or what?
I don't think so. It's not Indian.
White
run.
Man, not funny.
Yeah, white man work Walmart. Heap, not funny. Tell joke, fall flat. Big, super big bomb.
He's going to use that one in his next performance.
Let's hear what his act sounds like. Give us your opener.
I don't really do it that much. So, like, I have, like, some stuff on YouTube that
Just give us a joke. Come on, perform. It's like Star
Do it for Noah,
go
please.
On the spot, go. Noah's getting into it.
She's tweeting
about okay, it. I did one that got, like, a lot of laughs, but a couple, like, a kind of, like, a aw type of thing because it was kind of at my expense. It was when my psych teacher said that now we all know Richard wants to have 8 kids, but he's going to have to find a girl that's fucked before that'll happen.
I lost a
girl that's what?
All right, go to another one. Let's that one didn't go over so well. Go to the next joke.
Next!
Come on. You want to quit Walmart?
No, how about you just we're working
a
parody.
Break, Richard.
Give us the big roll.
We're just putting him on the spot. I feel bad. Let's give him. He has the material. He does it. I want to hear what he does.
He's right by his computer. I'm sure he has a file on his computer with all his jokes.
And why don't you just...
You know him
all right.
So well.
Let's skip to the closer. What do you close with?
What's your big finale?
That's the one I usually close with.
You just said that it was your opener. You tell one joke.
I didn't hear it.
What we pay this guy for? Him to have one joke. Probably work at Walmart.
Sorry, Chief Sober Cow. I'll find a new act for you.
Hey, go clean toilets.
All right, we're being racist here.
What do you call shots here?
How about this, Richard? Just in the comments of this post, you can just link to some of your YouTube videos where you were a little less on the spot.
Next time you bomb, we'll take scalp.
All right, thanks for calling in, Richard. Keeping it going, we have someone, 801.
No,
I talk again.
I think they already called.
Is it 801 called earlier? 801, you're on. Who are you? 801.
Kick ass and chew bubble gum. I am all out of gum.
Right.
That's Roddy Piper,
yeah, but
they live.
But it's not him saying it. Yeah. It's a bland announcer guy. 815, let's go to that.
Hello, this is Noah.
This is Noah?
What?
Yes.
What's up, Noah?
Hey, guys. I heard that you guys were doing Thrash It or Trash It. I was going to do some Rockford Band for you guys to do.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, so the band's name... Okay, so the band's... Dad's name is Blavany.
Yeah, Blavany? What?
Your dad's name.
MVL.
No. MILSNY.
SNY? S is in Sam?
Yes.
MIO. Wait, what?
MILSNY.
Traction already. I don't want to hear it.
MIOSNY.
MIL.
MIO. He has an accent. MIO. M-I-L. That's what he's saying. S-N-Y?
Yes.
Oscar Myers. It's spelled Oscar Myers.
Hold on.
It's not coming up.
It's, there's no mice. Do they not have a mice? Are they the one band?
What?
All right, try one more time to spell it real slow.
Okay. M-I-L-S-N-Y.
Mills me. It's actually M.
Oh wait, it might be MILSNEY maybe.
MILO.
I already trashed this band.
The
stressing me out.
The Rockford school system is trashed. So they're a Christian progressive death metal band.
Trash.
All right, can I ask a question before you play this?
Yeah.
To the caller, did you pick this because you want us to trash it? Or you think
it's yeah, wrong? Probably.
Mission accomplished.
Well, let's see what we do here on...
Is there any chance we're going to like this at all?
No.
Well, it has the word progressive in it, so Sid doesn't like it.
I'm paying attention.
It has
someone
the word
in the
Christian
chat said it's cynic with Jesus.
Trash it,
I
trash it.
Cynic with Jesus.
Thumbs down already.
All right, well,
twice.
We have Battleline for the Heartless and Reflections.
It's pretty much just to say how awful Rockford is.
Which one would you recommend, Battleline for the Heartless or Reflections?
I don't really care, any of them.
Which one of the most plays?
Reflections. You see your reflection.
Oh, God. Trash it. Trash it, dear God. Trash it.
Jesus Christ is awesome. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not covet thy wife. Thou shalt respect the Sabbath. Oh. Put some fucking ash on your forehead. Give up me for that. Don't masturbate.
I like Darren's version a lot better.
No sex before marriage. No abortions.
You sound like Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget.
No. I've been told that.
You have. Ooh.
So what do you guys say?
Trash it.
What do you say, Rich Hall?
Bye bye. Gone.
Trash it.
Trash it!
Thank you. Darren? Trash it. Axel?
Trash it.
Noah?
I thrash Darren's remix.
What's that mean?
Sid, definite thrash,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
All right. Any other great bands you'd like us to thrash or trash?
No, that's pretty much it. But I wanted to say that to Rob, I think that we use the same shampoo.
What?
That's true.
Yes.
He said I should change shampoo?
No, we use the same shampoo, trust me.
Oh.
Rob only uses the gel.
I use the gel, but I have used the shampoo before, and it's pretty good as well.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to know that it's getting out there in the world.
By the way, John
said Tresemme is a fantastic brand to put in your hair.
That's advertising dollars right there.
And if anyone from Tresemme is listening, give me a call. I'll gladly endorse your product.
I think it's Phil Cosby.
I want me and Beyonce in commercials.
Yes.
It has to be Bill Cosby in the chat.
You can have a hair off.
Yes.
Just swill your hair.
John Wayne Scrotum in the chat says Rob uses Crisco oil on his hair.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Darren. Let's keep it moving. 314, you're on the live cast.
Can I take a guess?
Where
Montana, maybe?
314, are you from Montana?
No,
where are you from?
No.
Yeah,
dude,
sorry.
Don't get personal here. Where are you from?
I'm in New York, but it's a St. Louis, Missouri phone number, because that's where I wrote.
Uh-oh. You're in New York. What's your name?
Shankletown.
Shankletown.
Oh, he's in the chat. Yeah.
Okay. So wait, what part of New York are you from?
I'm in Manhattan.
Yeah, I'm in
Manhattan. Well, funny you should say that, because Rich Hall...
Doing shows in Manhattan. That I'm giving tickets
I know. Rich is the super in my building.
I am?
Is this true?
Say what?
Yeah.
What? Yes, I am.
Is he a good super?
No, I'm super in his building. Yeah.
He's super.
Super!
High five.
So I got a band for you guys to check out.
All right.
They're called George Costanza is Brutal.
George Costanza is
Brutal.
It's myspace.com/George Costanza is Brutal.
You're spelling Costanza wrong, Rob.
Google will fix me. All right. It's with a C, not a K.
You want to open up Panera's?
Okay.
I have a band after this. It's called Vampires Everywhere. Well, the next
what's the URL? What's the URL? Costanza and J?
myspace.com/CostanzaIsBrutal.
Oh, I see.
Type faster.
George Costanza is Brutal.
Oh, George Costanza is brutal.
One of the first
all
here.
Things
here. Come on.
Holy.
This shit better be like the fucking the next day.
This better be brutal.
Basically.
Fucking brutal.
Does this have anything to do with George Costanza, like as a novelty?
The logo, the logo is pretty brutal.
Tell Rich to fix the fucking washing machines in my building.
I do, I guess.
That goes well with the Curb shirt that you posted the other day.
Yeah. Is there anything to do with George Costanza in the music, or is it like a funny name?
Go to Gigasum.
All right, we'll go to that one. One moment, queuing that up on Thrasher. They're from
and
Michigan.
Rob, you host the show Man vs. Food on the Travel Channel?
Yes, when I'm
he
not doing
like
the live cast. I totally host Man vs.
He looks like that guy a little.
It's true. It's kind of scary.
I also wanted to ask Axel if he's embarrassed that Metal Sucks sponsored a tour that featured a mirror.
Calling you out.
Right, embarrassed is the wrong word. Regretful.
What's the right word?
Regretful.
Fair enough.
I think we sponsored that same tour, and I got to say, I don't regret it at all.
Look, it was a poor excuse, but I know that Metal Sucks and Metal Injection agreed to sponsor that tour before there was anyone on the bill. And we had no control over who was on
the
bill.
Yeah, we never
have.
It's really just like an ad trade, so we're just like, sure. Why not?
Making money, who cares?
There's no money. It's just promo trade. Yeah,
what if like two people, you know, want to see MUR on that, you know, patronize your site, and then the rest of them ignore it? Who cares?
I mean,
that's correct.
Yeah,
because there are not two people that want to see MUR anywhere.
Well,
can we play the song? I'm gonna think
probably
Darren's washing machine, I guess.
I don't even think Amir want to see Amir.
He has a leak in the roof.
I heard, just to get to Amir, finish up on this. I heard that they're going to be playing a show in Jersey, all Rage Against the Machine covers.
Hoodwink.
Who allowed them to
I'm
do
sure that? I'm sure that both people that go to that will enjoy it.
Oh, well, I see. It's a bamboozle. Yeah. Gotcha. All right.
They believe in Wizard Jesus.
So here's George Costanza is brutal.
George Costanza is your mental.
All right. It's grindcore. I like it.
Sounds like the inside of Rob's stomach.
It does. True. All right, that was pretty good.
I said it's short.
Pretty. A different show, but pretty good. Oh, the next song is starting. Swarm of Bees.
Sounds like a swarm.
Wait a minute. I love bees. And that's the song.
Perfect. It's just the right length.
I wholeheartedly thrash this. We will gladly sponsor a tour with these guys on it.
Thrash.
For the name.
He's so rich that if he doesn't fix my washing machine in the next week, we're not giving him a holiday bonus.
Sorry, man. I'll be right on it.
Holiday
shows I'm booking.
Wait,
you know,
so yeah.
March, what holiday?
Since you're from New York, do you want to go to some shows for free?
What shows? Not Amir, because I would rather fucking jump off a building.
Next caller. That was the show I was going to give you.
They're getting all picky.
Yeah.
No, it's not Amir. It's
that third floor, man.
You have a choice between Converge, Howl, or Narrows.
I don't like it.
I'll go to Converge.
Oh, you will?
Oh, now you will. Now you know. Would you let me like not fix your washing machine for a
but
week?
They're opening for Muir. I don't know if you.
Yeah, that's the door.
I don't know.
That's a special guest.
Converge at Santos, right?
Yes. Touche, Moore, Black Breath, and Ludac.
I'm going to see Black Dahlia Murder at Santos. That's going to be badass.
You know
and
who?
I shall too, motherfucker!
Oh, but you're not giving away tickets to that one.
Oh, well, then fuck off.
No. Converger. So what's your I guess you don't have to say your real name over here. You can just send a private message to Metal Injection or email hatemail@metalinjection.net and I'll pass that along to Rich and I'll write that your name is Sean.
Aha.
Sean Darren.
Can my name be George Costanza's Brutal instead?
I don't know if the guest list will allow four titles.
Sorry.
I also want to thank you for posting that Larry David shirt on your site. That was fucking
awesome.
That was awesome.
I bought that immediately. I will be wearing that on broadcast time.
Hi, chat room, everyone.
I can't wait till you and Vince show up at a show and you're both wearing that shirt.
It's going to be awesome. All right, thank you for calling in, and congratulations on the tickets.
All right, thank you.
If you ever claim them.
If you ever claim them.
5881, I guess a international number.
Uh-oh.
5881.
Yeah.
There.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Venezuela.
Wow.
Hola.
The only listener you have in Venezuela.
Wow, what's your name?
And Daniel, but you can call me Daniel.
Darren, that's what he said.
Did not say that. What's up, man? How's it going?
Hey, this is quite an event for me. I'm calling. I've been listening to your show for like 4 months, and it's more like a thank you call because I'm actually moving over there this year, and your show is helping me through the lines of all the paperwork I have to go to get.
You made a dream happen.
So you're saying our show helps you fill out paperwork?
Yes. Yes.
It gives you the motivation?
Because, I'm in on the fucking line for like 4 or 5 hours, and all I have to listen is you. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, we're sorry.
Yeah.
So while you're applying for like a green card or like a resident?
No. Yeah, I'm calling because I heard that you gave green cards. You're giving out green cards. Instead
well,
of tickets.
Different kind of green,
like,
bro. Different kind of green.
You have to marry Rob.
Yeah.
You have a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Well, your name is Danielle. I mean, we can make it work. That'll work, right? No, that's awesome, man. So where are you moving? Oh, you said you're moving to New York. Where are you
going
to move?
Yeah, I'm going to
America.
There.
You're going to move to New York, or where are you going to move?
New York. New York City.
Oh. Wow.
Fuck you guys.
Awesome.
You want to stalk us? Stalk us, I think.
I thought
stalk you.
Well, maybe both.
Sorry for the pronunciation.
Fuck you, then I'll fuck you.
I'll work you.
That's awesome, man. When are you coming down so we'll know to look out for you and go the other way on the block?
We'll bolt our doors and windows shut.
Wait, wait. You said your name is Daniel? Did I and she kill you? No, Chris Benoit killed you. No, inside joke. Sorry. Daniel, that's awesome. It's a huge compliment that someone all the way in Venezuela and our poor version of English.
By the way, if you don't get your green card, Noah is offering to marry you for $10,000.
Yeah, she just winked at me.
No.
Hell yeah, I'll marry her.
Right.
Hell yeah.
How old are you?
Check me out on Facebook.
Oh
shit! You should leave a comment on the livecast page. There's a livecast fan page on Facebook.
Yeah, we have beautiful kids, Jewish and Venezuelan.
Oh shit!
Would you be willing to convert to Judaism though? That's the only way her
you
parents would
accept
you.
Have to give birth to them because I'm not giving birth to any Jews.
Latin
Jew.
She has a dog. She treats bad.
So yeah, would you convert to Judaism for Noah? Yeah,
of course I will.
Of course. There you go.
I would, too.
Here, listen, Daniel.
You would have to get circumcised.
Daniel, repeat after me. Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Bachamachim.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I said in my bar mitzvah.
That was my Haftorah bar mitzvah.
First try, I got it.
Is that the bar mitzvah horn?
This is this rape show for him.
Rape show. I'm not raping anyone. I'm just declaring my love over here. Long
they made me blow a bar mitzvah horn.
That
was the rabbi's bar mitzvah horn.
Damn it. Come here, darling.
Hey, my mom is listening to the show right now, and my sister. It's quite an event here.
Your sister's listening to it, too?
Yeah, my mom and my sister are listening to the show right now.
Hola,
quite an event here. It's really exciting for all of us here
Hola,
in Venezuela.
How old
it's exciting to talk to American people here. American people.
Wait. Could you do, like, an American accent? Do you have, like, an American accent that you could do for us?
Well, I think my accent is really good right now. I don't know. It's all I got. I don't know.
No, like, how do people from New York talk? Like
I don't have a freaking idea. I don't know.
No, you've never been.
I've heard you guys, but I can't like impersonating.
You learned English from your mother, by the way. Americans.
Nah.
Americans.
That's all I have, man.
Right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Seriously, that's awesome. To
get ready to blow the board.
Yeah, I have to sell my house now because the coal is really expensive.
We don't.
All right,
thank you very much.
Reverse the charge.
Yeah, just call collect next time.
Hey, can you trash cloud kicker?
Sure.
Wait, cloud kicker?
Cloud kicker.
Sounds like a mad.
It's a one-man band, and it's free. You can download it free.
Is it on MySpace?
Yeah, I think it's on MySpace too. Yeah, it's on MySpace.
Columbus, Ohio.
How do you find
sure
bands?
It's instrumental and it's progressive, so Sid wouldn't like it.
It's true.
It's
somebody in Venezuela knows my musical taste.
Yeah. All the way from over here. I know your musical taste.
It doesn't like anything.
It's also true.
Cloud kicker, you said was the
name? It sounds pretty much like Cynic. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, it's pretty good. Check it. Thrash it.
Well,
by the way, Axel, from Metal Sucks,
uh-huh.
I really like your site, man. It's really good. I check it every
day.
Thank you very much.
Say something nice about me. Come on.
How do you feel about Charles? I can't find this Cloud Kicker website.
He's good at cleaning toilets. He's a great pooper.
Leave a comment on this livecast page and people can check it out.
Your favorite American, don't worry.
Sure.
You can live with Rich Hall when you come down.
There's room.
But anyway, thank you for calling, Daniel, once again. Hope you make it here safe, and please don't stop us. It's kind of creepy.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'll talk
to you guys.
Hopefully, maybe, if you make it.
To America.
All right, I guess that's our show.
Aww.
2 hours just flew by.
I was having so much fun.
You were just stoned.
You just play that song that I wanted you to play.
What song? Oh, Judd.
Yeah, play some. Let's thrash Judd, even though it's a band that was on the label.
Well, I blogged about this on the site a while ago. But here's a fast song.
This release is 13 years old.
It's so much better than Bandcamp.
Vampires everywhere.
Are these covers?
This is all original.
How good is a guitar solo?
It's more of an old school hardcore parody.
It's all in Parsley letters.
I didn't hear that.
Not enough people know this band.
Oh,
I said Big X. I don't know what you're thinking of.
This
is Axel and Rich. I wish, dude.
So did I, actually, when you first started playing this.
Dude, if we crack,
double bass.
When we come back, we can do that. We can do that.
Okay, let's not get stoned though.
We'll just into the Darren. We'll go
breakdown.
Darren.
I didn't realize there was a whole MySpace.
Then there's a speed picking song.
Tribute page, man.
Oh.
This is
how
so
good
much
is
better
that?
Than 99% of everything people say.
This is a harmonic song.
What are they called?
Judd. J-U-D.
I'm getting so much hangover right here.
They're pretty good mouth musicians, I gotta say. There is a band that does this stuff with some real songs. I'm dying. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, seriously, like, who hasn't hung around with their friends going, man, we should totally start a band that it's just us mouthing it. I did.
These guys actually did.
They already did it. It's a double bass song. Sounds like Dan Cusack almost.
I have I'm still waiting for my CD from Metal Sucks for winning, you know, caption contest. And I know it's not you. It's your cohort. Don't look at me all flustered.
You won the caption contest?
Yeah, because I'm a funny motherfucker.
Aren't there rules and restrictions if you know somebody?
Nope. There's a different Rich Halford in the
All right. What were you going to say there?
I was going to play this guy that does this with metal songs.
Okay.
Real one, covers.
What's his name?
This is called Dokaka.
The
Japanese guy.
Yeah.
Aaron Japanese guy.
I hear some synth, though.
He puts a little... I think he's going. It's tracked. It's him making the
Japanese advanced society, man.
What about that dude who did Bleed on the Sugar?
Oh, yeah, Acapella. This is pretty good, though.
Wow. He's based on this, bro.
Oh, it's him doing it. Like layered.
Multi track.
Yeah.
I didn't know they could do that in Japan.
Girl.
It's like the chicken from the Muppet.
Yeah, exactly.
Metallica.
Clarabelle? Yeah, for me.
Isn't it Camilla? We'll just say it's Darren.
I'm totally into this.
Yeah, I know.
I salute you, my new Japanese overlord.
Who knows? Who knows?
I want to get to the solo.
But Lee's doing vocals too.
Yeah.
And he's just like, ah, 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 ah.
Sounds like congrats.
Thrash it.
Imagine all these little Japanese cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Freaking out now.
I just hope this doesn't really inspire Marty Friedman's next album.
Why? Well, his next album would suck either way, probably. So what's the difference?
So. Sounds like a Kerry King song.
What?
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 Great.
That's a better drummer than my boy.
Boom, boom.
Wow.
I wonder if he even speaks English as a guy.
Probably not. That's probably why he can't say the actual lyric.
Oh, thank you very much.
Matarika.
Roll the list.
This guy was also very good as the doctor in Knocked Up.
Even has bills, I love it. Someone in the chat says this band needs an immure type breakdown.
People hate that band.
Immure needs a bus.
Three
breakdown.
Asks, how long is this goddamn song? Which means he's never heard Creeping Death before.
Poser.
How is it that, like, great bands can drive buses off cliffs and lose members, and then Immure still has all their members?
I like that Shekeltown quips back, Immure needs a non-Immure breakdown.
That's
a
funny dude.
It's comedy. Comedy. You sure you want to give that guy Converge tickets?
I'm not giving nothing.
Shit. No. Yes. There better be Wayne's World.
Bill Cosby just called us racist in the chat, by the way.
Yeah, we'll address that in a second. call up and tell us how we're racist. I don't understand.
I don't think he can call up anymore.
I think it was the roll the over.
Rawls.
Rawls. A song.
Broke habit. Amazing.
Plus.
Yeah.
Really.
Thrash it. Thrash it.
Mega thrash. All right. Thank you, studio audience. Finally, you're chiming in. I guess they laughed a bit during the show.
I'm too busy laughing.
I would like to thank Rich Hall.
You're very welcome.
Up and down.
And giving us prizes to give away.
Yeah. That no one called for.
Well, one guy did.
I'm not giving him tickets.
Okay. Well, someone called.
Well, just because you're a super and you won't fix his dryer.
Fuck that, dude.
Were you ever going to give the tickets away?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so I guess it's just that guy.
Yep.
Thanks, Noah.
Jesus Christ, Noah.
And I want to thank Axel Rosenberg.
And I want to thank Darren.
For coming down. And
special thanks to Darren.
Holy special man. Thanks to all the Darrens that called in.
These are the Darrens I know. Oh,
wow.
These are the Darrens I know.
Kids with a Hall reference. Very nice.
And thanks to Sid and Darren and Noah and me.
You.
And to Danielle from Venezuela. Seriously, you're awesome.
Sister.
His mom and sister.
He's going to be a new American.
I love that we taught him Russian English accent.
Josh, James, I remember Richard and Austin.
What about Sean?
Sean.
Still not getting the ticket, Sean.
Carlos. Carlos, that's right. Carlos called in.
Carlos, we got a trophy here.
Oh, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel
at the
Nick
game.
Yeah. And everyone else who we forgot. all right. And
God guy. Yeah, Colin.
Thanks for listening in. The archive will be up pretty soon, unless you're already listening to the archive, then this is kind of weird.
Oh, wait a second.
And we'll be back next week with a new episode, but without Rich and Axel. Unless they want to come back. Which they are not welcome to do. I mean they are welcome.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. All right. See you guys next week, everybody.
Bye. Bye.